现在播送英语 USA 第39课。你好，徐芳。
你好，严华。
听众朋友们
好，
欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。
我们上次跟着 Martin 去参加音乐会，既欣赏了优美动听的音乐，又学了不少描绘人们外貌特征的话。
今天我们要去个风格迥然不同的地方，我们要和 Martin 还有他的朋友们去看橄榄球赛，这是个人山人海的热闹地方。 Martin 和朋友们既要谈到观众中的一些熟人的外形特点，也会说起场上运动员的外表长相。
这么说，我们又能学会很多描绘人们外貌的话了。
可不是吗？好，我们上球场去吧，边走边学几个生词。
先复习一个生词 football， F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L football。 我们以前学过 football 在美国英语当中一般是指橄榄球。
那么英式足球的英文是什么呢？ soccer， S-O-C-C-E-R soccer。 再说一遍， soccer， S-O-C-C-E-R soccer。
接下来学几个描绘头发的形容词，curly， C-U-R-L-Y curly。 再说一遍， curly， C-U-R-L-Y curly。 它的意思是卷曲的。
跟卷曲的意思相对的词是直的，英文就是 straight， S-T-R-A-I-G-H T, straight。 再说一遍， straight， S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T straight。
你还记得我们学过描绘头发是金黄色的这个词吗？
当然，是 blonde， B-L-O-N-D-E blonde。
这个词一般是用来描绘女人的金黄头发，要说男子的头发是金黄色的，就用 blonde， B-L-O-N-D blonde。 再说一遍， blonde， B-L-O-N-D blonde。 注意到了吗？这两个词读法是一样的，区别在拼法上，男性是 blonde以 D 结尾，女性呢是 blonde 以 D-E 结尾。
最后一个生词 college， C-O-L-L-E-G-E college。 再说一遍， college， C-O-L-L-E-G-E college。 它的意思是学院。
哎，那不就是球场吗？咱们快跟上 Martin， 看看他在球场上首先碰到了谁。
Hello, Lee. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You're early. Who is that young man with you?
He's my son.
How old is he? He's very big.
He's 15. He wants to play football.
Does he play now?
Yes, he does. He plays in school. He's sitting with my brother.
Which man is your brother?
He has curly brown hair.
Is he on the left?
Yes, he's the one.
His hair is black.
No, it's dark brown. Here's Waleed.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Waleed.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Lee?
Fine.
How are you, Martin?
I'm okay. Sit here, Waleed.
Thanks. Who is that?
Which one?
Do you see that very tall man?
I see two tall men. Which one?
He has light brown hair.
Does he have very big feet?
Yes, he does. He has very big feet.
Is that the coach?
Yes, it is.
Where is the other coach?
He's over there. Do you see that man with blonde hair? Is he short?
Yes. He has a black book.
Yes, I see. Is your son here?
Yes, he is. He's sitting with my brother.
Where?
Over there.
What does he look like?
He's big.
How old is he?
He's 15 years old.
He has dark brown hair.
No, he doesn't. He has black hair. My brother has dark brown hair.
He has straight black hair.
Is it long?
It's not very long.
What does your brother look like?
He has curly brown hair.
That's right.
I see them. Your son is very handsome.
Thanks. He wants to play football.
Martin 在球场上第一个看到的是 Lee。那么刚才和 Lee 在一起的小伙子是谁呢？让我们再听听这几句话。
Who is that young man with you?
He's my son.
How old is he? He's very big.
He's 15. He wants to play football.
Does he play now?
Yes, he does. He plays in school. He's sitting with my brother.
原来刚才和 Lee 在一起的是他的儿子。
他的儿子多大了？
15岁。
那他的志向是什么呢？
他想要打橄榄球。
他目前在打橄榄球吗？
他在学校里打。
小伙子现在和 Lee 的兄弟坐在一块儿，让我们来听听这位兄弟是怎样一个人。
Which man is your brother?
He has curly brown hair.
Is he on the left?
Yes, he's the one.
His hair is black.
No, it's dark brown.
他兄弟的头发是什么颜色的？
深棕色的。
他的头发还有什么特点呢？
他的头发是卷曲的。
他正坐在哪一边？
他坐在左面。
他们正谈到这儿，又来了一个人。他又是谁呢？让我们一块来听一听。
Here's Walid.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Walid.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Lee?
Fine.
How are you, Martin?
I'm okay. Sit here, Walid.
Thanks. Who is that?
Which one?
Do you see that very tall man?
I see two tall men. Which one?
He has light brown hair.
Does he have very big feet?
Yes, he does. He has very big feet.
Is that the coach?
Yes, it is.
来的是 Walid。
Walid 一来就注意到了场上的一个人。让我们再听一遍他们是怎么谈论那个人的。
Who is that?
Which one?
Do you see that very tall man?
I see two tall men. Which one?
He has light brown hair.
Does he have very big feet?
Yes, he does. He has very big feet.
Is that the coach?
Yes, it is.
那个人个子长得高吗？
对，他很高。
他的头发是什么颜色的？
浅棕色。
那他的脚有什么特征呢？
他的脚啊，特别大。
那他究竟是谁呢？
他是教练。
Walid 他们从这位教练联想到另一位教练。他在哪儿呢？长得是什么模样呢？让我们来听听这段话。
Where is the other coach?
He's over there. Do you see that man with blonde hair?
Is he short?
Yes. He has a black book.
Yes, I see.
那位教练也有浅棕色的头发吗？
不，他的头发是金黄色的。
他的个子长得高吗？
不高，他比较矮。
他拿着什么？
他拿着一本黑色的书。
Walid 刚才没有看到 Lee 的儿子，所以这会儿他问起 Lee 的儿子有没有来。让我们来听听这段话。
Is your son here?
Yes, he is. He's sitting with my brother.
Where?
Over there.
What does he look like?
He's big.
How old is he?
He's 15 years old.
He has dark brown hair.
No, he doesn't. He has black hair. My brother has dark brown hair.
He has straight black hair.
Is it long?
It's not very long.
Lee 告诉 Walid, 他的儿子在哪儿呢？
他说他儿子和他兄弟坐在那边。
你听到 Walid 是怎么问他长什么模样这句话的吗？
他说 What does he look like?
对了 What does he look like? 这句话常常用来询问别人的长相模样。那么 Lee 是怎么描绘他的儿子的呢？
他说 他的儿子长得很高大。
他儿子究竟有什么样的头发呢？
他有不太长的黑色直头发。
他们从 Lee 的儿子的外貌而谈到了 Lee 的兄弟。让我们来听听他们怎么说。
What does your brother look like? He has curly brown hair.
That's right.
I see them. Your son is very handsome.
Thanks. He wants to play football.
我们已经知道 Lee 的兄弟有棕色卷曲的头发。
Walid 终于看到了 Lee 的兄弟和儿子。他怎么评论 Lee 的儿子的长相呢？
他说 Lee 的儿子长得很英俊。
我们刚才听到他们询问别人外形特征的时候说 What does he look like? 而回答这个问题就是说出那个人的主要外形特征。让我们再听一遍。
What does your brother look like?
He has curly brown hair. That's right.
I see them. Your son is very handsome.
Thanks. He wants to play football.
听众朋友， Martin 对你的模样已经有所了解，现在他想知道你家庭成员和要好朋友的外形特征，请你听了他的问话以后告诉他。
What does your father look like? What does your friend look like? What does your mother look like?
Walid 看到了 Lee 的儿子以后，继续和 Lee 谈这个孩子的爱好问题。让我们来听听他们怎么说。
Lee, does your son play football now?
Yes, he does. He plays in high school.
Does he want to go to college?
Yes, he does. He wants to play college football.
Lee, who is that woman with your brother?
I can't see. What does she look like?
She has long blonde hair.
She's very tall and thin.Is she pretty?
She's very pretty.
She's sitting behind your brother. Oh, I see. That's my sister.
李的儿子爱好橄榄球，他现在就开始在打橄榄球了吗？
是的，他参加中学校队。
他准备上大学吗？
他准备上大学，他想要参加大学校队。
接着，几位朋友把注意力转向和 Lee 的兄弟坐在一起的一位女士，让我们再听一遍他们是怎么描绘这位女士的容貌的。
Lee, who is that woman with your brother? I can't see. What does she look like?
She has long blonde hair. She's very tall and thin. Is she pretty?
She's very pretty.
She's sitting behind your brother. Oh, I see. That's my sister.
那位女士长着怎么样的头发呢？
她有金色的长发。
她有什么样的身材呢？
她是细高个子。
那她外貌如何？
她很漂亮。
通过他们这番描述，李终于认出了她是谁了吗？
李认出那是她的妹妹。
三位朋友在继续评论李一家人的相貌。让我们先学几个生词，再回来听他们的谈话吧。
先复习一个地名 Dallas D-A-L-L-A-S Dallas 还记得吗？这就是美国的城市达拉斯。
再学两种饮料的名称 Beer B-E-E-R Beer 再说一遍 Beer B-E-E-R Beer 这是啤酒
Coke, C-O-K-E, Coke. 再说一遍。Coke, C-O-K-E, Coke. 这是可口可乐。
这会儿三位朋友正在就利一家人的相貌问题开玩笑，然后他们又把注意力转向场上的一名球员，让我们来听听他们怎么说的。
Lee, your son is very handsome and your sister is very pretty.
We're a handsome family.
Some are handsome and some are not.
Do you see that player over there?
The very big player?
Yes, he's the one with long legs and big arms.
This is a football game. There are many players with long legs and big arms.
I know. Do you see that short player? Look behind the short player. Now, do you see the one with long legs and big arms?
Maybe.
Who is he? He's a new player.
I don't know his name. He came from Dallas.
Would you like something to eat?
Something to drink.
Do you see that player over there?
The very big player?
Yes, he's the one with long legs and big arms.
This is a football game. There are many players with long legs and big arms.
I know. Do you see that short player? Look behind the short player. Now, do you see the one with long legs and big arms?
Maybe.
Who is he? He's a new player.
I don't know his name. He came from Dallas.
Would you like something to eat?
Something to drink.
That 位球员长得很高大，长腿，粗胳膊。
但是光凭这些特征还是难以辨认，因为球员中这样的身材很普遍。那么他们是怎么找到这名球员的呢？
他们看到了场上一名矮小的运动员，他的身后就是他们谈论的那位球员。
那位球员究竟是谁呢？
他是一名新球员，但是他们不知道他的名字。
他是什么地方的人？
他来自达拉斯。
谈到这儿，Lee 走开去买吃的和喝的东西了。我 Lee 和 Martin 谈起了 Martin 的儿子，让我们来听听他们是怎么说的。
Martin, does your son play football?
He's not on the team. I don't want him to play football. He's too small.
He isn't very small. He's tall.
But he's too thin.
There's Lee over there. Who is that?
I can't see him. Is it his brother?
No, it isn't.
What does he look like?
He's not very tall.
What color is his hair?
I can't see his hair. He has a cap. Come here. Can you see him now?
Is he the one with a red cap?
Yes, that's the man.
It looks like Lee's brother.
His brother is sitting with Lee's son.
让我们再来听一遍。他们是怎么评论 Martin 的儿子的身材的。
Martin, does your son play football?
He's not on the team. I don't want him to play football. He's too small.
He isn't very small. He's tall.
But he's too thin.
Martin, 为什么不要儿子参加橄榄球队？
他说他的儿子个子太小，不适合打橄榄球。
Martin 是怎么说他没有加入球队这句话的？
他说 He's not on the team. Be on the team 解释为是球队的成员，也就是加入球队的意思。
对了，那么 Martin 的儿子果真是又矮又小吗？
其实啊， Martin 的儿子很高，只是太瘦了。
说到这儿，我 Lee 和 Martin 两个人把话题转向和 Lee 一块儿在那边的一个人，让我们再来听一遍他们是怎么谈论他的。
There's Lee over there. Who is that?
I can't see him. Is it his brother?
No, it isn't.
What does he look like?
He's not very tall.
What color is his hair?
I can't see his hair. He has a cap. Come here. Can you see him now?
Is he the one with a red cap?
Yes, that's the man.
It looks like Lee's brother.
His brother is sitting with Lee's son.
他们谈论的那位男士身材高吗？
不很高。
能看到他长什么颜色的头发吗？
看不到，因为他戴着一顶红帽子。
他就是 Lee 的兄弟吗？
不是的，因为 Lee 的兄弟正和他的儿子坐在一块儿。
说到这儿， Lee 拿着吃的东西回来了。他们一定会问 Lee， 刚才是谁和他在一起？好，让我们赶快过去听听他们的谈话。
Okay, I have hot dogs. What do you have to drink? I have 2 beers and 1 Coke.
May I have the Coke?
Of course. Who is the man in the red cap?
That's my uncle. He loves football. He comes to every game.
He looks like your brother.
He doesn't look like you.
That's right. He's the handsome uncle.
Let's eat. Did you play football, Waleed?
No, I played soccer. My family likes soccer.
My family loves football.
Lee 买来了什么吃的？
他带来了热狗、啤酒和可乐。
你刚才说热狗，也就是说 hot dog， 这是什么东西呢？
Hot dog， 热狗，是加红香肠的小面包。
Martin 马上就问 Lee， 那位戴着红帽子的男子是谁？让我们重新听一遍 Lee 怎么告诉他们的。
Who is the man in the red cap？
That's my uncle. He loves football. He comes to every game.
He looks like your brother.
He doesn't look like you.
That's right. He's the handsome uncle.
原来那是 Lee 的叔叔。
这位叔叔有什么爱好？
他是橄榄球迷，没有比赛就必定到场。
他们是怎么评论这位叔叔的长相的？
他们说他像 Lee 的兄弟，而不像 Lee。
他们三个人边吃边问 Waleed 喜不喜欢橄榄球。 Waleed 怎么说呢？
他说他不喜欢橄榄球，但是喜欢踢足球，他们一家都喜欢足球。
然而 Lee 的一家却是橄榄球迷。好，我们描述旁人外形的时候，既叙述特征，也加上一些描绘性的字眼。让我们重新听一遍刚才听到的一些话。
He is very big.He is 15 years old. His hair is black. No, it's dark brown. He has curly brown hair. Do you see that very tall man? I see 2 tall men.
在我们刚才听到的那些话里，有时形容词直接放在他所描绘的词的前面。例如 ,He has curly brown hair. 他有卷曲的棕色头发。这里 curly 和 brown 这两个词都在 hair 前面修饰 hair。 有时候形容词又放在系动词 be 的后面，例如 he is big， 他很高大。这里形容词 big 描绘在 be 前面的主语 he。
听众朋友， Martin 很想知道你的好朋友的外貌，请你应用刚才我们提到的两种句型来回答他的问题。
What does your friend look like? What color is your friend's hair? What color are your friend's eyes?Is your friend tall? Is your friend fat?
听众朋友，这场橄榄球赛即将结束，我们也快到说再见的时候了。下一次，我们要跟着 Martin 去采访一个专门出售美国西部服饰的商店。
西部服饰店？那想必是牛仔服装店咯。
说的对， Martin 要在那儿和经理还有顾客们交谈。既然是在服装店，谈话内容就会涉及人们的体型和外貌特征。
那当然了，这样才能选择合身又相称的衣服啊。好，各位下次再见。
再见。
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。